This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Monday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. It's amazing what doesn't happen when you don't unmute the mic. Third hour, we're going to be joined by Zeke Stout from SDI. We're going to talk about becoming a gunsmith, and we're also going to talk about saving some money in an education, because SDI does more than teach gunsmithing. That's coming up third hour. I want to talk about training. Training is a paramount undertaking, and you can go out and buy. And I encourage you to go out and buy the best gun you can buy, best handgun, and the best rifle. But then once you have it, I encourage you to go out and train with it. The reason, in a lot of cases, especially with the rifle part of it, the more dollars invested, the less time it spends down. Quite easy to fix. I mean, these things are modular, and a well-conditioned shooter understands about taking some spare parts, taking a few spare parts here and there. I mean, if you had a vise mounted to the back of your pickup truck, you could just about tear one down completely and rebuild it right there if you had to do it. The reason I bring this up is I have some friends, and one of them sitting here in the chat room, but I've been watching them. They've been going someplace where the people there claim that they're doing training. Now, some of the people that I know that go down there know training, and I would hazard a guess that they think, at least Heath, I don't think Heath thinks he's training, I think he's practicing, because some of the things that they're doing in this place, and now they're not doing it anymore, they've moved on, but here's the thing about training, okay? If you're going to training with a rifle, handgun, if all you're doing is training to be in a defensive handgun fight, that's a different kind of fight altogether, because it's going to happen really quick. It's not going to be close, and it's going to be completely close, and you're not going to have to worry about certain things that I'm going to mention right now. If you're training with a rifle, though, I'm going to tell you something that I learned in the military, and I'm almost certain this hasn't changed. I have not checked. But if you're training with a trainer that doesn't put you down in the prone, as in laying on your stomach, out in the open, shooting, propping yourself up with your elbows, if you are not doing that, well, you just wasted your money. With cover, okay? Real cover means it stops the round. Now, you'll go to a class and they'll have a car there. Unless you're behind the engine, or maybe if somehow or other, if you manage to get behind the axle and the guy shooting at you is such a marksman that he's putting the rounds in the same place and hitting the axle, then the car is not really cover. It's open on the bottom. Even with flat tires, it's open on the bottom. They can see where you're standing. Unless you're behind a tire, then they know you're behind a tire. But the only thing that's really truly affording you any cover at all is behind the engine, which is a very small place, considering the car. The linchpin of fire and maneuver, and if they're not training you to do this, and I don't know if they are or not, because I haven't been to a rifle class in quite some time. And they, for all I know, they're all doing this. They may all be doing this now, but I don't know. But if they're not training you in two-man teams on how to rush, the basis of fire maneuver, where you're two men and you're going up there and you're doing the... And I'm not talking about getting up and getting up on one knee behind a barrel. I'm talking about coming down, running, coming down, knee strike, butt strike of the weapon, landing in a controlled fall. It's almost like a parachute landing fall. And popping up in a prone firing position with your weapon. Because when there is no cover and you're below knee height, then you become much harder to hit. And as you're moving up on somebody, I mean, that's in a real fight, in a real rifle fight, if you're involved in a rifle fight, very few people are actually going to start shooting at you, and you start shooting at them, and both of you, your whole goal is just to back away from each other. Somebody's going to be trying to advance. So that means that you have to either start doing counter maneuvers to their advance, or you have to advance upon them. And that's the only reason to get, if nobody's advancing and nobody's coming at you, or you're not going at them, I don't even know why you're having a rifle fight. Training is, here's the other thing. When I was in the military, and listen, God, I didn't like it. I still hate it today, and I've been out of the military for 26 years now. And I trained, I was in basic training 32 years ago. Good gosh. Hated it, but, we trained. We did the rushes, landing on our knees and the rifle strike and everything else in the mud, on hard, packed dirt, going down a hill, going up a hill. And we were young, and we could take that kind of thing. Now, age does matter. Age comes into play. It is definitely in play with me. So, I've been thinking about this serious. I'm going to start training like a 55-year-old man. first of all, I've got to discover a trainer who's taken this into consideration. But everything about training, if you're not going to the ground to learn to shoot something is wrong. Something is wrong. In the military, all of my training fire to learn how to operate the weapon was done with support. The prone position is a supported firing position of low visibility, low open. You're not exposed as much. Just sort of makes sense to learn how to do that. If you're not doing it, you know. And that's the thing you should be going, not worrying about who has the most expensive rifle or the nicest boots or the Rudy Project sunglasses or something else. Get out there and practice the fundamentals. Have a rifle and have a handgun. And these things are, they're eminently repairable, but they're wrenches. Does anybody out there in their toolbox, guys, or ladies, if you're a cook, does anybody have their favorite spatula they just can't live without, or their favorite crescent wrench? These things are tools. I have some nice tools, but they're tools at the end of the day. And the reason you have more expensive tools is because you expect them to last and run and operate in conditions that the cheaper tools won't. And that's why you go for the more expensive ones. No more, no less. If you don't have the camouflage clothing, big deal. You need ammo, you need the weapons, and you need a place to go, somebody to train with. And sometimes that might be hit and miss and everything, but everything that you do is going to give you some value. Go for the big buck. Go for the biggest bang for the buck you can get. And you can figure that out if they're making you shoot in what is referred to as the prone position. I know that sounds quite simplistic. For all I know, everybody does that. I may have just wasted my time. We'll find out in the comments later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How many of you go to the hospital? Well, not on a regular basis. How many of you been to the hospital? As a visitor. And it's a gun-free zone. They want it to be a gun-free zone. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Obviously, now I need to take this computer outside and shoot it. It's been hit. Did that hitch come across on your end? Was it on my end that the hitch happened, Ben? You know what this means. I've got to go set this old Windows computer out there and just fill it full of lead. It'll be fun. I might even do it like FPS Russian, fill it up with that explosive, whatever it is. I need a GCN banner to put behind it. Anyway, coming from the desk of Dr. Sean Brodale, another doctor from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, and he's a general practitioner out of Iowa, and he, like the rest of them, are pursuing getting rid of the gun-free zone or allowing guns in a hospital, whichever is better, whichever one you like. And I like that simply because the hospital is a big soft target. It is. I have no doubt. When I was in intensive care, my nurses would have fought to the death, I think, to keep me safe. I think. But I only had one at a time. And they would have died. They would have died. They would have been as helpless as I was. They would have already given up the one thing they had to save themselves, which is to run away. They wouldn't do that. Those who believe that guns shouldn't be allowed in a hospital or anywhere else continue to point to incidents in which the use of a weapon is controversial. I don't consider using a weapon to be a controversial thing. Now, Elizabeth Rosenthal, she points out in a recent article, when the hospital fires the bullet, most hospitals are arming their security teams in one way or another, and in a few cases, harm has come to a patient. But being a patient in a hospital or other healthcare facility doesn't automatically transform the patient into a saint. When a patient is brought to a hospital due to a street gang-related activity, the street violence follows that person sometimes into the emergency room. Especially in the emergency room, the staff and the patients and others in that area of the hospital are in danger and should have the right to defend themselves, except in the hospital that I stayed in when I had the heart attack, the only place they actually have metal detectors is going into where? The emergency room. In Rosenthal's example, a violent psychiatric patient, the situation is less clear. Staff have a right to remain safe. The patient doesn't know right from wrong or even have a grip on reality. Those with the responsibility of keeping order and protecting other staff have the right to do so without putting themselves in excessive danger. One thing that was learned, even all the way back to the Shaolin monks, is that if you're going to keep the order, you have to be strong enough to enforce the order. And when it comes to an armed person trying to disrupt the order, it's going to take armed people to stop him. Now, it is very easy for me and you to sit around and look at a defensive shooting and armchair it to, you know, get back in there. Well, you know, of course, he didn't sweep from left to right after he got done shooting. I'd be very surprised if any of us actually remember that little piece of dogma that you get taught in a defensive pistol class. As a matter of fact, I pretty much decided in my own mind that if I've got my gun out and I'm looking somewhere, the gun's pointing in that direction. As proponents of allowing responsible citizens to carry firearms in hospitals and other healthcare facilities, DRGO realizes that carrying a gun is not a cure-all. It is not a default win. You're not going to win just because you have the gun. You can get shot with your gun by somebody else. While you have your gun, without it ever clearing the holster. If you're walking around with a gun and you're not aware of what's going on around you, that happens all the time. But Let's look at July 2014. Dr. Lee Silverman. Armed despite rules against weapons on the premises. And he's the one in Pittsburgh. He's the guy that said, you know, the caseworker shot and killed in front of him. Wounded by the attacker, he was able to stop the attacker before any more people were harmed or killed. And, you know, that was a good thing. He saved a lot of lives breaking that rule. As far as I know, they didn't do anything to him because he saved lives. The Obama administration doesn't really do anything to make this situation any better. And they're constantly trying to remove constitutional rights through pressure. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are following in his footsteps and trying to push gun control in any way they can. Rosenthal states the Medicare agency faulted St. Joseph Hospital for the shooting, saying it had created immediate jeopardy to the health and safety of its patients. Threatening to withdraw federal money, the agency demanded restrictions on the use of weapons. So, once again, you have a major governmental agency stomping on rights, putting nothing in place. Now, I have a solution for this if they want to do it. Let's just say this and get it out of the way. These doctors and nurses, your safety and your health and well-being is the first thing on their mind. There'll be other business things to consider, but when you're actually actively a patient, well, you're going to get treated as best you can because it isn't the VA. If they don't want to allow armed citizens in a hospital, go out and hire a bunch of military veterans, let them suit up, let them have all the kit that is necessary, and put 5 or 6 per floor, and let's see what happens then. Now, what will happen is there will be an outcry. This militaristic state. Listen, let me tell you something. When a shooter is roaming around in a gun-free zone, unmolested, every 20 seconds, somebody's dying. Every 20 seconds, somebody is dying. Now, if you don't have the stomach for self-defense and you're a hospital administrator, at least take that into consideration. Now, surely you care about the people that work for you and the patients under their care. Allowing somebody to be in place to dispense with this pilgrim. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. So the best outcome here is to try to mitigate injury and death by causing the right one. That should be allowed. I agree with DRGO. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This thing out of Kalamazoo got a lot of people scratching their head. I'm not one of them. And it's not because I think I know everything. I'm just not one of them. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, let's see what we got, what we have out of Kalamazoo, because this was a mass shooting. Okay, this was, although it happened at different places, different locales. This was a spree shooter in play. The motives are still a mystery right now. Undersheriff Paul Matthias said there's no type of trigger mechanism that has been found for the attack that resulted in 6 killed and 2 wounded, though the shooter, driver for Uber, has admitted to the crimes, and the legal case that is likely to follow will take a predictable course. But, you know, this shows us a lot of examples of the inherent flaws in gun control. First, let's take a look at the ubiquitous demand that they always call for, the background check. They have background checks right now. The only difference between the background check they have now and the one they won't is that if you actually buy your gun from an FFL, there is no difference. What they want is to get in there and regulate private sales, which would mean that there has to be a registry, and that's the problem. Uber has been challenged about the thoroughness of their background checks they run on the drivers, and the chief of police in Kalamazoo has stated that the shooter has a clean record. He was not a criminal before this. And, you know, this is reminiscent of other mass shooters and spree killers who have passed background checks either due to having no criminal record or errors in the system. What's more, this fact points out how disingenuous a background check, you know, how they are proposed as a proposed response to an incident such as the one in Kalamazoo. We could sit here and argue the effectiveness of that kind of thing in general, but they are not going to stop anybody who plans a mass murder as his first time outside the law. This is somebody that something happens that, in this guy was captured alive. We may get a look at him, but in a lot of cases that doesn't happen. Another key point here is that gun-free zones are exercised in wishful thinking. Now, Uber, which I don't know how they actually plan to enforce this, because Uber is nationwide, or it may be worldwide for all I know, and as far as I know, nobody goes out and actually checks with somebody that wants to be an Uber contractor, but they require cars being used for their service to be gun-free. From their policy statement, any rider or driver found to have violated this prohibition may lose access to the Uber platform. I fully plan one day to ride in an Uber car whilst carrying a gun. I'm not going to rob it. I'm just going to do it just to break their rule, because it's a stupid rule. Why is it a stupid rule? Uber doesn't own the car. These people that work for Uber are not, they're not employees. They're contractors. And then recently an Uber driver stopped a mass shooting in Chicago. Quite effectively. I mean, the dude turned out to be like Annie Oakley. So given the nature of corporate policymaking, I doubt the change came in response to that event, the stop of the mass shooter. It does have the appearance of wanting to make sure the gun control narrative isn't shaken, however. And we're told over and over again that good guys with guns don't stop mass shooters, and that's because they stop them before they become mass shooters. Like the Uber driver in Chicago. And, you know, he, especially that driver in Chicago, he made that claim go away. And it was embarrassing. Mass shootings will draw various predictable reactions in the popular media, but now and then, perceptive statements manage to sneak through. And one of these comes in an article by Jordan Sargent titled, Uber's Gun Policy Has One Problem. And he wrote this in Gawker. I am a firm believer in the free enterprise system. However, if I could make one website go away, it would be Gawker. Because Gawker is a bunch of, they are yellow journalism on their best day. Gawker's problem with the Uber gun policy is it's entirely unenforceable. Wow, I said that too. Sargent recognizes this. And supporters of gun rights can't say it any better than this gun-grabbing waste of space. He goes on to say, there's no way to prevent that driver from bringing a rocket launcher into that car, let alone a concealed handgun. I love it when they go that way. My friends and I, we love to get out there with our rocket launchers and go train with them. Somebody in the chat room, if you can, if you have the good Google foo, go find out how much a rocket from a shoulder-fired weapon, law, whatever it is, if we can find some sort of cost, I want to talk about, you know, let's just throw that in there because they're not cheap. Sargent is, you know, Sargent gets out there. He's no friend of gun rights. He makes his words all the more telling. When even those who aren't on our side admit that the declaration of a gun-free zone is futile, that argument is one on our side. Thank you, Mr. Sargent. He also points out that the business model of Uber gives little incentive to follow the policy since the company's drivers haven't put in a large investment required for a taxi medallion. Likewise, I would think Uber is not the only rodeo in town. And I would think that if you get kicked off of one network or one platform, if you will, that you could go and possibly get on another platform. So, you know, there's welcome to the New World Order. No work history. What's that? You're hired by an app? Don't worry about it. No work history. We won't be able to check you. Yes, we'll do a background check, but not. Does Uber report people that they kick off for violating policy? I would be interested to see. I'd be interested to see how an app gets out there and says, we wouldn't hire him again, because they were never their employees. Now, if politicians were to read Mr. Sargent's article and realize that gun-free zones are unenforceable, comprehend what they mean, we might actually gain something there. We get a chance to have a psychologist study this mass shooter who was taken alive. And we're going to find out possibly what made this person snap. It's not going to be the same in every case. But this guy gave no signs in advance. None. And that would have been a useful thing to know. But telling a regular good person, telling a law-abiding person that they can't be armed won't do anything to prevent this very rare and shocking crime committed by killers who go crazy. So, you know, bear all that in mind as we look at things as they begin to uncover. And, Raven, good point. I had promoted this video from Captain Clay Higgins out of Louisiana, and he had to resign today. Now, Captain Higgins was out there, and he had all these people with him. He had leaders from the black community, and he had law enforcement officials and cars and everything else lined up. And he went from wearing a Smokey the Bear in his dress shirt to wearing a plate carrier and a rifle and all this other stuff. And you know what? His sheriff saw, I don't know this for certain, but I'll tell you, his sheriff saw this video and okayed it to be put out there, and the guy folded. The guy caved in. The ACLU called him up, and some other quote-unquote community leaders called him up, and Captain Higgins had to resign his post at that sheriff's department. I so love it when a man of conviction is in charge and caves in. That's all right. Sheriffs get elected. Clay Higgins for sheriff. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Yes. The more you find out, the more you know. That didn't even sound profound to me. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right. In Heston, Kansas, the shooter there, well, this was a very bad boy. His name was Cedric Ford. Yes, I use his name. Because Cedric Ford was the bad guy, not the guns. Not the AKM, not the Glock 22. He was the bad guy, not the guns. We know that Sarah Jo Hopkins, 28, the mother of his 4-year-old daughter and 2-year-old son, bought these weapons and knew when she bought them that she was buying them for him. And now she's facing a federal charge, which, I don't know how she... saying she suspected, in the copy they're saying she suspected after she's admitted to doing it. She was charged with one count of knowingly transferring a firearm to a convicted felon, according to U.S. Attorney Barry Grissom. An affidavit filed in the case alleges Hopkins knew of Ford's criminal history or had reason to think he had one, including his felony convictions, which barred him from possessing firearms.
I'm not going to argue with that too much. There's a little bit
going out on the limb on that one. She's accused in the document of giving him a Zastava Serbia AK-47 type semi-automatic rifle and the Glock Model 22 40 caliber handgun he was carrying when he embarked on his Thursday shooting spree. Straw purchased by her and given to the felon. They were returned to her with the help of the local police, and then she gave the guns back to him just days before the shooting.
wait a minute. She bought them, gave them to the felon. The local police helped her. This is what the copy says. Helped her get them returned, and then she gave them back to him days before the shooting. I don't see any reason to do anything other than enforce the law here. That's 20 years in her case. Two guns, 10 years per incident. Two guns, 20 years. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, dummy. Not in favor of more laws. I'm very much in favor in seeing the penalties for straw purchasing get out there and actually be at least upheld, if not increased. I'm very interested in seeing the federal prosecutor's discretion to plea away or drop straw purchasing charges. That needs to go away. They've got people doing this just the other day, not too long ago. Don't remember the young lady that this happened to, but I mean, here's a female cop. She's going out on leave for maternity leave because she just had a baby or something like that, and she's killed by a gun that was supplied on a straw purchaser, and they let the straw purchaser away, let him get away with probation. That guy should be digging a hole right now, digging a hole. His sentence should be digged to China. We'll tell you when you're tired. No food, you know. So, we know that the federal charge, straw purchasing is a federal charge. We know that they don't prosecute as many of these as they did under the Bush administration, which that's pathetic to be not as good as the Bush administration on crime, Obama administration. That's absolutely pathetic. But, you know, I get where you're coming from. All that chaos is good for gun control pushing. Even straw purchasers who have bought guns from felons that have then used them to kill cops have gotten away with probation. So that has to change. The DOJ needs to just do their damn job. Congress should force them to do their damn job and prosecute these crimes aggressively and without mercy. Prosecuting attorneys should not be able to drop a straw purchase charge if the evidence shows that the person purchased the firearm with the explicit intent of giving those firearms to a prohibited person. Why have prohibited people if we're not going to enforce this statute? She should get the full 10-year, $250,000 fine per gun. If enough of these guys went away to prison and had virtually everything that they've ever worked for in their lives seized from them, maybe the criminal supporting class would stop looking at straw purchasing with such an air of casualness. Right now, they know there's a DOJ that's run by a criminal coddling, police-hating president that's not going to aggressively prosecute them in Nevada. You know, and to a certain degree, they might celebrate them. In addition, maybe we could change the policies and procedures to help dealers push the point that straw purchasing is a major crime, an enhanced version of the Don't Lie for the Other Guy program. Maybe we could try that. Maybe they should have to watch certain videos before they fill out a form 4473. And maybe the 4473 should really have some explicit language on this. Some clear language explaining what happens if you're a straw purchaser. Sort of like the warning on a pack of cigarettes. See, when I started smoking, I thought they had all of them had vitamin C. But no. In an instance where these straw-purchased firearms are used to commit a crime that results in injuries or death, there should be criminal charges for the straw purchaser equal to that of the felon committing the crime. They should be accessories after the fact, something similar to the felony murder rule. And if Sarah Hopkins faced 4 murder charges and dozens of counts of assault with a deadly weapon and attempted murder for her role in providing this known criminal with guns, in addition to the straw-purchasing law she's broken. I don't care if she ever sees sunlight again. I don't care about her kids. Isn't that? That's horrible, isn't it? That's horrible that I don't care about the mother of children. That I don't care about their children. That I would, you know, the father's going away. Take the mother away too. You know, because they're criminals. They are criminals. And quite frankly, I think the children probably are better off without them. We are better off without them, and that's the difference between me and some people, is that I you know, I'm so utterly ruthless that I look at things and say, oh my God, I don't go, oh Bill, how can you say that? I don't. I'm sorry. I'm almost sociopathic. Straw purchasing is the way top way criminals get a gun. And the Department of Justice refuses to prosecute these criminals to the full extent of the law. So, DOJ, get off your butts. I know you're so busy subverting the Constitution every time you get around and backing Black Lives Matter and the myths about, you know, hands up, don't shoot, all that. I get that. I understand completely. But you know what? You have a mission that you're charged with. You need to execute that. At least make it look like you're trying to, could you? Pretty please, I'm not asking for much. Yesterday, or over the weekend, we had the Oscars, which, I don't pay that much attention to them. I've always noticed that most of the Oscar-winning movies I don't watch. But during this affair that you had celebrities like Patricia Arquette, Steve Carell, Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, all these guys, they had this specific piece of jewelry that came in their little grab bags. They were given little grab bags that were worth $200,000. One of them was a bracelet that said enough, hashtag enough, and it was written, you know, it was stamped in there. That's a gun control ploy, even though all of these people use guns in their art, and they were protected by a literal phalanx of armed guards. I've seen video leading up to that. There's no way that a small fire team could have gotten through that group. I mean, they were loaded for bear. So they're hiding behind guns. They use guns. You know, they glorify violence all the time. And, law enforcement said there's no specific information related to any possible attack at the Academy Awards. That's good news. And yet they have this phalanx of, you know, paramilitary types there. They said it will be the first one since the San Bernardino and Paris attacks, so therefore we're going to step it up a bit. I guess for them, guns are okay if they help the phonies buy another jet or protect their precious little Botox face or their plastic body. But if you're a real American, no can do. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.